Joe, good morning.
That's why a lot of us get into radio.
That's true.
That's why I'm here.
Perfect face for radio. Well, Joe, bad news for the football program going into the final game of the season. Myron Lewis not going to be available with a knee injury, and he'll have to have surgery on that.
Yep, torn meniscus, and he's out. So it's his career is over at Vanderbilt, and certainly that's a very difficult position for them to replace because, and Bobby talked about it, you're not just really making a replacement at one position. It factors in because when you go to a nickel package or when you go to a dime package, now you're really talking about two or three or even four different personnel options that have to be used because of that. So guys like Eddie Foster will get a lot more playing time at just straight at corner. Trey Wilson's going to factor into this. Jamie Graham is going to factor into this. The movement between Brent Trice and John Stokes at linebacker. Then you factor in whether or not Patrick Benoit can play. You know, and we don't know that yet. He didn't practice yesterday again, still having some headaches. And the closer that gets to game time, the more doubtful that is. Well, now you got Chris Johnson involved at linebacker. I mean, it just you're kind of down to whatever you have left at this point to try to get through one more game. So it will really be a challenge for Bruce Fowler, Jamie Bryant, the defensive guys to, you know, come up with a package that can use all these people in the right place.
The women's basketball team went on the road last night, got a nice victory over Southern Illinois.
Yeah, you never really know. That first road game is always a little bit scary, and they went up to Southern Illinois, Carbondale, and had a very solid performance. Hannah Twomey had 20 points. Good to have her back in the lineup after last season's injury. Jency Rhodes had 18. So they're in good shape. I know that Melanie was really pleased. They jumped out to a quick start. They built a big lead and never really were seriously threatened. So that was good to see them do that, and I know she's very happy about that. They come back and play Friday here at home, so it's a very busy start for them. They're playing three games this week and I think three games next week and then three games the week after. Of course, next week the Thanksgiving tournament is a couple of those games on Friday and Saturday.
And the men's team, I guess, rolls out for California today probably?
They'll head out, I think late this morning they'll head out. I talked a little bit to Kevin yesterday, and I said, you know, this is an interesting thing you're going through about, you know, you're flying out to the West Coast to play a game and then you're flying farther west to play three more. And I asked if the Australia trip maybe helped in some way get these guys accustomed to this kind of thing. And he says it helps just in the travel aspect of it, knowing what to expect travel-wise, but there's really not anything that you can do to acclimate yourself to a time change on such a quick turnaround. So, you know, he said the main thing they try to do is keep guys hydrated, that, you know, the travel really dehydrates you if you're not careful, and so they really have worked a lot on that. But I know they're excited about it. It will be a big test at St. Mary's. That's a very good basketball team, scores a lot of points. This is a big game for them. They're excited to have a Southeastern Conference team coming to play them at their place. So it'll be a very, very challenging game.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, see you tomorrow, guys.